Unfortunately, the village became so popular that the cottages began to go. People sold their cottages for good prices for holidays and people to live in and such like. And then we lost the younger people with the families, moved into Bridport.
Because they just couldn't afford the property.
They couldn't afford them, you see. And the numbers then did begin to go down at school, remembering that we were still under the government's rules that you only took children from your own area, your own catchment area. And there was a threat at one point that the school might close. That was a bit of
really?
A...
Really?
Yes, there was a threat when my husband was still there. But
so at that time, children at the school only came from Burton Bradstock?
From Burton, yes, from the Burton area. And Shipton. They did come from Shipton because Shipton had been closed, so that we took in Shipton area as well, you see. But anyway, we held tight and kept telling everybody, of course, the school would not close, although we were a bit frightened it might. And meanwhile, we watched every child that was born almost, and every toddler, and made sure that they did come in. And it survived. There came a time when they said the threat was off, and they appointed a new headmaster. This is after Len retired, actually. And a permanent headmaster, Mr. Barry, was appointed, and it's gone on ever since. I mean, then, of course, Margaret Thatcher changed the rules and took away this catchment area restriction, and people could send their children anywhere, and they began to come in from Bridport and so on. And now, as you know, it's very full because they all come from Bridport. Well, not all, but I mean, a lot do. So the school's all right, it's secure.
There's quite a lot of young families living round in the new estate, Charles.
Yes,
Road.
Oh yes, yes, yes. More and more buildings gone on, and it has, you know, has been smaller buildings, smaller houses, as you say, and affordable housing, a little bit.
Yes.
A little bit, not an awful lot, but a little bit affordable, which has brought in the children. Yes, yeah, so I think there's quite a few Burton children anyway now, which is good.